A good Saturday morning and happy Memorial Day weekend. Reporting Radio On The Go News, I'm Mitch Williams. Today is May 23rd. We start with this from the National Weather Service in Des Moines. A warm-up is on the way this weekend with highs rising from the 70s today to the 80s by Memorial Day statewide. There will be a few showers and thunderstorms at times, mainly late in the afternoon or at night. However, the time frame from today through Monday will be by far more dry than wet. Severe weather not expected during this time. Winds will turn breezy on Monday as well here for this Memorial Day weekend 2026. A rural Kanawha man is being held in the Wright County Jail following his arrest on felony charges out of the state of Texas. According to the Wright County Sheriff's Office, deputies were first contacted back in December of last year by the Franklin County Sheriff's Office in Mount Vernon, Texas, for assistance locating a person of interest connected to an investigation. Authorities say Wright County deputies later confirmed the individual's identity. This past Wednesday, members of the Wright County Sheriff's Office, an investigator from the Franklin County Sheriff's Office in Texas, the Texas Department of Public Safety, the Texas Rangers, and Homeland Security Investigations arrested 61-year-old Adrian Hernandez of rural Kanawha. Authorities say Hernandez also used the names Ronaldo Hernandez Villian and Arturo Rios. Officials say Hernandez is wanted in Franklin County, Texas, on 3 felony counts of indecency with a child involving sexual contact. Authorities also say he was found to be in the United States illegally, and an ICE detainer has been placed with the Wright County Jail. No additional information will be released at this time, according to a press release from the Wright County Sheriff's Office. Also law enforcement news, the interim police chief of Eagle Grove was found not guilty this past week of charges including solicitation of a felony and child endangerment, Pat Powers reports.
47-year-old Mark Henniger was arrested last December 4th in Garner after court documents indicate it was a domestic incident. Court documents stated that an officer responded to an argument in the home between two people and the officer called Henniger. Documents stated that he allegedly made a comment telling one of the people involved to stab the other. A trial was held this week in Hancock County District Court in Garner. Both the charges filed against Henniger were dismissed. Reporting for Radio Iowa from Webster City, I'm Pat Powers.
And that story via Radio Iowa as well. Local government now, the Clarksville City Council met this past Monday in regular session and approved awarding a contract for the Church Street Water Main Improvement Project. The council voted to accept a bid of over $544,000 from Memmer Tilling after a public hearing in which no written or oral comments were received. The project includes plans, specifications, and construction work for the improvements. Council members also approved paying $23,800 in engineering fees to Fair Graham. In other business, the council approved several building permits in the city, including a detached garage and residential improvements, while denying one permit until property lines are verified, and another involving a storage container giving 30 days for removal. Members also approved moving a scrap metal bin to the recycling center, with the Booster Club assisting with the concrete pad. The council discussed parking enforcement concerns on Main Street and will review ordinance options at a future meeting. The meeting also included department reports and wage approvals for the next fiscal year. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources is reminding boaters and anglers to clean, drain, and dry their boats and equipment this Memorial Day weekend to help prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species in Iowa lakes and rivers. The DNR says invasive species such as zebra mussels and Eurasian watermill foil can spread from one body of water to another by hitchhiking on boats, trailers, bait buckets, and other equipment. Officials say the species can quickly damage waterways by crowding out native plants and animals and making lakes and rivers less usable for recreation. The DNR's three-step process encourages boaters to clean plants, animals, and mud from equipment, drain water from motors, live wells, and bait containers, and thoroughly dry boats and gear before entering another body of water. Aquatic vegetation management biologist Jason Euchner says boaters and anglers can help slow the spread of invasive species by checking boats and equipment after every outing. The DNR notes Iowa law also prohibits transporting aquatic plants or invasive species between waterways. You can find out more about aquatic invasive species in the state of Iowa at iowadnr.gov/AIS. That's iowadnr.gov/AIS. A link to that website can be found under this story at radioonthego.com. Speaking of Memorial Day weekend, the 8th annual Hampton Cemetery Walk will take place tomorrow at the Hampton Cemetery, giving visitors a chance to learn more about local history through presentations and performances highlighting individuals buried there. Organizers say attendees will learn about several selected individuals buried in the cemetery while also being entertained by the Franklin County Arts Council. The event will feature three trolleys and one walking tour. Admission is $10, and Cemetery Board Member Paul Flint tells Radio On The Go News proceeds from the annual walk help support ongoing restoration and repair efforts at the cemetery's two mausoleums.
The South Cemetery Mausoleum, under the family name of Schnee, is fallen into serious disrepair. Before we could repair, we need to get permission from the state. It's almost a three-year process to make sure that there's no heirs that still have entitlement to that mausoleum. Now, it is in bad shape, not even accessible at this point, so we've passed the deadline, and it's time to start moving on the project. The 150 years that the cemetery has been there, the hillside continues to slide to the west off of that road that goes up toward the Unknown Soldier. So the city wants to put a retaining wall there that will hold the hillside in better shape.
Flint says the projects on the mausoleums will begin sometime this summer. He adds that funds raised through this event also help with the general upkeep and maintenance of the cemetery's 32 sections.
The board of directors is a panel of 9 members, and then each of the sections are adopted by a citizen, and that person is responsible for taking a look at repairs that may need to be done on stones in their section, or pick up sticks, or if there's any litter. That's one of the things they agree to when they adopt a section. All in all, we have somewhere between 20 and 25 active members that do the volunteer work to take care of the cemetery the best that we can.
The event is organized by the Friends of the Hampton Cemetery and will begin at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon at the cemetery's north entrance. Refreshments will be served. More information under this story at radioonthego.com. Some state political news here this morning. Republican gubernatorial candidate Randy Feenstra has received the endorsement of Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nigg in the 2026 governor's race. In a statement released by the Feenstra campaign this past week, Nigg said Feenstra has consistently supported Iowa agriculture, rural communities, and policies aimed at strengthening the farm economy. Nigg pointed to Feenstra's work on issues including crop insurance, the federal farm bill, and expanded year-round E15 sales. Nigg also said Feenstra supports lower taxes, business growth, and expanded market opportunities for Iowa farmers, adding that he believes Feenstra would continue advocating for rural Iowa priorities as governor. Feenstra called the endorsement an honor and praised Nigg's work promoting Iowa agriculture and supporting family farms. Feenstra said his campaign is focused on lowering input costs, expanding export markets, and strengthening long-term opportunities for Iowa agriculture and rural communities. And the Hampton Public Library recently announced they will be reducing their hours on Saturday due to loss of funding. The library will now be open from 9 a.m. to noon on Saturdays instead of the regular 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Hampton Public Library Director Susie Kniffel says the decision, which was made by the board during a recent meeting, was the direct result of the library's loss of its local levy due to legislation enacted at the state level. She said the Franklin County Board of Supervisors and the Hampton City Council had nothing to do with the levy decision and that they have been extremely supportive throughout the process and both entities continue to fund the library. She added that their operations budget will be reduced by an estimated $30,000. The new hours go into effect on June 1st and no other hours have been affected at this time. Kniffel encourages community members to contact her at the library with questions, which can be reached at 641-456-4451. That's 641-456-4451. And we end this newscast with more state news. During a visit to Iowa on Wednesday, U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy issued a U.S. Surgeon General's warning that excessive screen use has become one of the most urgent public health challenges facing children today. Kennedy says it's affecting the health, development, and daily lives of American kids in ways that can no longer be ignored. Before a stop at an elementary school in Gilbert, Kennedy was in the Iowa Capitol as Governor Kim Reynolds signed a bill into law that dealt with a wide variety of health issues. It says tablets and computers may be used for no more than an hour in early elementary classrooms, plus those young students must get an average of 40 minutes of physical activity each school day. And of course, more news online at radioonthego.com. Don't forget the free Radio On The Go mobile app at the Apple App Store and Google Play. For Radio On The Go News, I'm Mitch Williams. Stay tuned. Your weather forecast and funeral announcements are coming up next.